briefing. Microsoft's gamble. A big phone bill. The price that Microsoft is paying for Skype looks high.
Steve Ballmer was his usual effervescent self on stage at a press conference in San Francisco this week, announcing an $8.5 billion purchase of Skype, an internet calling and video service. The boss of Microsoft kept boasting about how super ambitious his company is. The firm's largest ever acquisition is proof that Microsoft is indeed willing to place big bets on what it considers to be revolutionary technologies. It also represents a significant victory for some bold technology investors. Much ink has been spilled on the subject of Skype's price tag, 400 times the company's 2010 operating profit. Microsoft claims that this lofty sum is justified because Skype can leverage its new parent's various platforms, including the Windows Phone 7 mobile operating system and the Xbox gaming platform, to create exciting new services for the 170 million customers that use it regularly. It can also take advantage of Microsoft's substantial presence in the world of corporate computing to win more business there. Microsoft says it will fit neatly with its popular Link offering, which combines various communications tools such as video chatting and web conferencing in a single package. Mr. Ballmer sees other opportunities to boost Skype's revenues, which hit $860 million last year, in particular by helping it to sign up many more online advertisers. The snag with this is that people engrossed in video chatting may well resent being bombarded with ads. And having become accustomed to getting a wonderful service for nothing, they may be reluctant to pay for new products that Skype rolls out unless these are especially compelling. Some observers think Microsoft may have been motivated by its desire to keep Skype's know-how out of the hands of rivals such as Cisco and Google. Whether or not this is true, there is little doubt that Mr. Ballmer was keen to get his hands on the company. Skype was heading for a stock market flotation until Microsoft's boss lobbed in an unsolicited offer for it a couple of months ago and then moved quickly to close a deal. The result has been a windfall for several investors in Skype, including Silver Lake, a private equity firm, and Andreessen Horowitz, a venture capital firm set up by Mark Andreessen, a co-founder of Netscape, and Ben Horowitz, with whom Mr. Andreessen founded another company. Both outfits have made a habit of buying unusually big stakes in hot private companies that they reckon still have plenty of room to grow. Some critics have accused the firms of inflating the share prices of large web companies, but their bets on Skype, at least, have paid off. Andreessen Horowitz has quadrupled the initial $50 million it invested just 18 months ago when Skype's then-owner, eBay, sold a big chunk of its shares. Now other institutions, such as hedge funds, are piling into the market and hunting for similar opportunities. The competitive intensity has definitely risen in the big internet brand name, says Mr. Andreessen. It is unlikely that all of these super ambitious investors will end up making super impressive returns.